Hello, friends, and welcome to the Everyday Truth Podcast with Kurt Skelly. Our purpose is to show that the Bible is relevant to your life every single day. And we're glad you joined us here for the conversation as we journey through the book of Acts and learn that true faith leads to action. Now, let's hear what Kurt has to say.
Welcome back, my friends, to this episode of Everyday Truth. We are in the book of Acts, as you know, listening to the introduction, and of course, Acts means action. And the action that's taking place here in Acts chapter 4 is Peter and John's trial. They have been imprisoned. They have been kept overnight. They have been bullied, really, by the high priest. And now they have been told, you are not allowed to speak in the name of Jesus. Just go, be quiet about it. You can have your private religion, you can have your private beliefs, but don't try to convince other people that Jesus is whom you claim him to be.
Sure. So they're undergoing some real persecution here, but that's not going to stop them. That's what I love about this part of the chapter.
Yeah. So verse 21 is where we are. We ended with, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, so Peter and John said, well, you're asking us to do what we can't do. We've got to speak about what we know, what we're convinced about. So they continued to threaten them. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. So they could have invented something, but they knew that that would put them in an unpopular position with the people. Yeah. And they were people pleasers because of the people. For all men glorified God for that which was done. For the man, I love this detail, for the man was above 40 years old on whom the miracle of healing was showed. You know what that tells me? That tells me that a whole generation of people knew about this guy.
Yeah. He had been there for years.
Years.
And now he's walking and leaping and praising God.
He was part of the scenery.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now he is a moving part of the scenery.
Right. Yeah.
And these, I mean, they're threatening, they're mad. I don't know what kind of threats they gave to Peter and John, but Peter and John held their position, and this tribunal council backed down because ultimately they feared the people.
Yeah, and the people were there to support Peter and John, obviously, from verse number 21. All men glorified God for that which was done. And so they witnessed this miracle, and they accepted it as a miracle from God.
And as we already read, over 5,000 embraced faith in Jesus Christ. So this is just an outstanding one-day revival. I don't know that we've ever had a day like this in the history of Christianity.
Yeah, which is an amazing thought when you just think about what just happened. So Peter and John got arrested, they're thrown into prison, and then there in verse number 21, they further threaten them. So like you said, we don't know what the threats are, but they couldn't have been good. They were threats, right? And yet 5,000 plus people followed God as a result of this miracle.
So look at verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. So it's what you and I would do. Mm-hmm. You know, you get out of jail and you go back to their own company. So you picture some of the original 120 and some of the upper ups among the disciples and say, hey, how'd it go? Yeah. Oh, let me tell you how it went.
Yeah.
You know, here's what they said. We were in jail and... And I mean, just all of it. So they're reporting it. Now, I'm sure that they're rehearsing what all the threats were.
Yeah.
But then watch verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. There it is, one accord. And said, Lord, thou art God, which hast made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David, here they're going to quote a verse, has said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth, against the holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together. for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Okay, so let's stop right there. So what was their response when Peter and John said, oh, they threatened us, they would have killed us if they could, they told us to stop preaching? Their response was, well, this was predictable,
yeah,
because this is exactly what the Bible said.
Yeah, it's not really a natural human response. The natural human response would have been to get angry. Oh, they shouldn't have done that. Oh, you know, let's go and knock down the doors. You know, that's kind of the natural human response, but it's a Holy Spirit-led response. It's a Christian response. And the response was, let's praise God. Let's understand that God has a purpose for this, that that Jesus told us this was going to happen. The Bible has told us that this is what's going to be the case for us in our lives. And let's just praise God because of it.
So they listed all the groups and individuals that have stood against Jesus. They quoted the verses that were indicating that this would happen. But I love verse 28, because the Bible says, for to do, so all of what they did, the kings, the rulers, Pontius Pilate, the Gentiles, for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. In other words, none of these people really had control.
Yeah, yeah.
They were loud, they were boisterous, they were intimidating, they were threatening, but nothing happened outside of the control of Almighty God.
Right, right. His will always be accomplished, one way or the other. And in this situation, God was in control. It's an amazing thing when you look back over history and you see some of the what we would consider to be terrible events of history, yet how God orchestrated good things to come out of those terrible events.
Mm, for sure. So they found solace in the predictions of Scripture. So I would say to you, my friends, if you are struggling because you're being persecuted for your faith, or you're feeling as if you have been marginalized because of your stand for Christ, hey, find solace in the predictions of Scripture and in the control of God. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
They immediately turned to prayer, because that's what this is. This is a prayer. But the prayer takes a little bit of a pivot in verse 29. So it's a prayer of acknowledgement. Lord, we knew this was coming. You're in control. Your word has helped us and taught us this. But I love verse 29, because now a prayer of acknowledgement turns into a prayer of supplication, because it says in verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Lord, look at what they're saying. And grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, Lord, you know what they're saying. And you know they told us not to speak. And you know they've threatened us if we do. So, Lord, we're scared. So what we really need is we need for you to give us boldness.
I think acknowledging that fear and then asking for the boldness, but the acknowledgement of the fear was a big thing for this group of people. Because, you know, when I'm willing to acknowledge that I don't have it all under control, but God does, and I can ask him to supply for me what I lack.
Hmm.
That's exactly where they were. Was God, we don't understand why, but we know that this is your will. We know that this has been orchestrated by you, predetermined before. And God, we're asking you for the boldness that we need in order to stand up.
So their prayer continues in verse 29, where they said, verse 30, when they said, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. You know, God delights in answering that prayer.
Mm, yeah.
Lord, I'm scared. Lord, this is so intimidating. Lord, would you give me strength and boldness to speak for you? Lord, would you give me strength and boldness to declare your word? Lord, would you show your mighty power behind Yeah, that's what the sign was
right.
behind what I'm saying. Oh, God, you know what God did? He immediately filled them with a fresh endowment of power with the Holy Spirit, and they immediately spake the word of God with boldness. So not only did the threats not work that the tribunal council had given to Peter and John, but not only were Peter and John not going to shut up, but
right.
the fact that they rehearsed this to the company prayed, they prayed specifically that God would give them boldness. Now you've got a whole army of people that are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, and this is this the purpose for this was the spread of the gospel. And so, you know, God delights, like you said a minute ago, God delights in answering our prayers. And when I acknowledge my weakness in light of who He is and His strength, then God delights in answering that prayer. It made me think of, you know, I don't like it when my kids are afraid. But I like that they run to me when they are afraid.
Right.
You know, and that's how God views us. He doesn't like that the fact that we're afraid. I mean, God doesn't want us to be scared. But when I acknowledge the weakness that I have in my life, God delights in coming alongside me and you know, in this instance, sending upon them the Holy Spirit once again, this fresh power from the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's a really good illustration. Here's what I was picturing. I was picturing these high priests, like they started this little fire going, named Peter and John. And they're like, we're going to stamp out this fire. So I picture them trying to stamp out this fire. But have you ever seen somebody try to stamp out a fire, but everything around that fire was dry and flammable? So as they're trying to stamp out this fire, they're spreading it.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now they got this fire and that fire, and it's and before long you can't do anything. It's a conflagration.
Yeah.
And what the high priests have unwittingly done here is they have sparked a conflagration, and persecution to Christianity is simply a way by which the fire is spread.
Yeah. And we see that all throughout history. You know, we've not really faced persecution here in the United States. We may. I mean, certainly Christianity is...
And certainly individual cases have.
Sure, absolutely.
But as a country, we really haven't.
Right. But what we see is you know, in history is when persecution takes place, God's word spreads.
Yes,
it does. Just like you just mentioned, like a wildfire.
And it causes people to go to God.
Yes.
And say, God, we need you.
Yeah.
Do for us what we cannot do.
That's right.
And I pray that that would be your prayer today. I pray that as you face your fears, as you face your even trepidation about being bold for the Lord, make that a matter of prayer. Go to God about that. Get some friends involved. Read the scriptures that apply and just see how the God that doesn't change will do that in your life as well. Thanks for joining us today. Hope you have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends.
Thanks for taking time to listen. If everyday truth matters to you, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast or share it with a friend. Until next time, God bless.